by the commission God gave me to present to you the word of God in its fullness.
那我们先来看看25节，我照上帝为你们所赐我的职分做了教会的执事。这个地方的执事就是前面23节的执事，确切的讲应该是什么呀？
So in verse 25 here it mentioned servant. It actually means the same as in that word in verse 23.
我们看看现在中文译本翻译的25节，为了你们的益处，上帝把这任务交给我，是我做教会的仆人。
So this is another translation, Chinese modern.
This is not NIV, it's TEV, today's English version.
Servant, the translation is servant.
当然 NIV 也是用的 servant, 也是用的仆人。那有了仆人的心态，就不难理解24节经文中保罗说，因着为着你们受苦是一件快乐的事情。
So if we have an attitude of being a servant, it is not hard to understand the joyful feeling of Paul for what was suffered for you.
为你们受苦是为哥罗西信徒受苦，那前面我们讲过了，说是使徒保罗与哥罗西教会的信徒素未谋面，他既没有直接的参与哥罗西教会的建造的过程，也从来没有造访过哥罗西教会所在的那个三角的地区。那怎么样理解保罗在此所讲的“我为你们受苦
”？So suffer for you, you means refers to Galatian.Believers. However, we talked about this before. Apostle Paul never met the believers of the Galatian church, and neither did he participate in building or creating the church, and he never visited the church. So,
那我们来看一段保罗在去往大马士革，当时他去抓捕基督徒的路上，被耶稣的大光照耀，悔改信主的时候的两节经文。
Let's read the two verses about Paul when he was on his way to Damascus to arrest Christians, and Jesus' light flashed around him, and he repented, became a Christian.
使徒行传九章十五十六节，但主对亚纳尼亚说：“去吧，因为这人是我所拣选的器皿，要在外族人、君王和以色列人面前宣扬我的名。我要指示他，他为了我的名必须。”受许多的苦难。
In Acts chapter 9, verse 15, the Lord said to Ananias, Go, this man is my chosen instrument to carry my name before the Gentiles and their kings and before the people of Israel. I will show him how much he must suffer for my name.
所以保罗之所以宣称为哥罗西教会的信徒受苦，我们可以简单的讲，归结为两个原因。
So Paul said directly that he suffered for the Christians at the Colossian church, and that is because there are two reasons.
第一是保罗受主耶稣的差遣，做外族人，也就是外邦人的使徒，而哥罗西、老底嘉地区等等那些地方教会的信徒，绝大多数正是非犹太人，也就是外邦人。的信徒的群体。
So, first reason, Paul was sent by the Lord Jesus to be the disciple for the Gentiles, but most believers in the area of Colossians church and Laodicea church were not Jews; they were Gentiles.
并且无论哥罗西，还是他旁边的老底嘉，还是今天的芝加哥，还是今天我们南湾，世界任何一个角落，不单单是。基督的信徒的本身，而是基督信徒我们背后所依附的这个教会。
So no matter Colossae, Laodicea, Chicago, South Bend, or every corner in the world, what matters is not Christians ourselves, but the church that the Christians are attached to.
教会在圣经中被称为什么呀？
What is church called in the Bible?
教会在圣经中被称为是基督身体的一部分。
So it's part of the body of the Christ.
你看，在以弗所中1章22、23节说到，又将万有伏在他的脚下，使他为教会做万有之首。教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。
So Ephesians chapter 1 verse 22, and God placed all things under his feet and appointed him to be head over everything for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills everything in every way.
那第二个原因就是保罗受差遣之初，主耶稣明确地指示他，为了主的名，他必须受许多的苦难。所以受苦是保罗作为传道人的使命中所必须经历的。
So second, the Lord gave instruction to Paul clearly when he was chosen at the very beginning. He must suffer for the name of the Lord. Sufferings should be part of Paul's experience as a missionary.
1998年，咱们在座的有没有一本1998年以后才出生？1998年由斯皮尔伯格导演的好莱坞战争大片《拯救大兵瑞恩》，看过没有？看过没有？有看过的。
So, in 1998, a Hollywood war movie was directed by director Steven Allen Spielberg in 1998.
描写的是1944年第二次世界大战，盟军以诺曼底登陆之后，有一个叫瑞恩的，他们这个家族中有4个儿子上前线参战。那除了隶属于美国空军101空降师的小儿子，也就是一个二等兵，Ryan，小 Ryan 在参与诺曼底空降行动之后下落不明，其他3个儿子在2周内陆续在海内外的战区全部阵亡。
So the name of the movie is called Saving Private Ryan. The film opens with the Allied invasion on the Normandy beach. In 1944, four sons of the Ryan family joined the army. Three sons died, one after another, within 2 weeks in the war. The youngest son, Private James Ryan, went missing.
那这3个孩子，他们的妈妈是居住在爱荷华州，她将在一天内，因为2周发生的事情，接到3封，也就是3个儿子的死讯。
So the mother was living in Iowa at that time. She received the grave telegrams about her son's death on the same day.
那当时担任美国陆军参谋长的马歇尔上将呢，得知此事后，他出于人道的考量，特令在法国前线作战的美国陆军游骑兵组织一支8人的小分队深入敌后。
So, the United States Army Chief of Staff, George Marshall, is given an opportunity to alleviate some of the grief when he finds out that there was also a fourth brother, Private James Ryan, who went missing somewhere in France.
命令
So,
他们在人海茫茫、枪林弹雨中寻找生死未卜的二等兵 Ryan，并且要将他平安地带回到他母亲的身边。
he sent Captain Miller and seven other people from the Second Ranger Battalion to go look for him and bring him back to his mother.
那影片中由汤姆·汉克斯表演的拯救小分队队长米勒上尉，在接受这个任务的时候，他心里非常清楚。
So Captain Miller understand that his mission was very challenging.
他的使命就是带领7个人在异国的战场中，冒着生命的危险去寻找一个生死不明的士兵。
So Captain Miller was performed by Tom Hanks in the film, and his mission is to lead seven people to risk their lives in the foreign battlefield to find a soldier who they are not sure whether he was alive or not.
他们所接受的是犹如在大海里捞针一般艰难的那个使命。
So it was very challenging and dangerous.
不仅仅是漫无边际的寻找，而且还时刻面临生命的危险。
So they were risking their lives in order to find the soldier.
影片最终是以六个小分队成员，包括队长米勒尚未牺牲的代价，完成了拯救大兵瑞恩的使命。
So at the end, how many? Eight people or six people risked their lives. Six people, died and rescued.
这个影片令人绞尽脑汁在思想一个人性的奥秘。
So this helps us think about the mystery of human nature.
一方面呢，一个母亲收到了四个在战场上的儿子中三个儿子的阵亡通知书。
On the one hand, the mother was notified that three out of four sons died on the battlefield.
而瘫坐在地上。
And she paralyzed and
那
fell to
对比的
the
是呢，
floor.
八个人冒着生命危险去寻找一个人，用六条生命去拯救，换回一条生命。
On the other hand, eight people, tried to risk their lives to find one person.
这样的情感与价值的交织的碰撞。
So this is the intertwine, collision of emotion and value.
回到我们今天的经文，保罗为了福音的缘故，为了能够充分地把上帝的信息完满地传开，而甘愿借着自己所遭受的各样的患难，成为他人的帮助，并且去安慰遭遇患难的各样的人。
So come back to the verses. For the sake of gospel and presenting the word of God in its fullness, Paul was willing to suffer and become the one who can help others and comfort others who encounter sufferings.
大家请注意24节后面这句经文，要在我肉身上补满基督患难的缺欠，这什么意思？
So pay attention to the second half of the verse. I fill up in my flesh what is still lacking in regard to Christ's afflictions.
这是历史历代以来一句在整个格罗西书中最难解的一句经文。
So this is the verse that is the hardest to understand in the book of Colossians.
补满基督患难的缺欠。
Fill in what's lacking in regard to Christ's afflictions.
我们要明白，不是基督他本身患难他所缺欠的，而是说，这个缺陷是保罗自己肉身上的缺陷。
So we should understand,
缺陷。
lacking here doesn't mean lacking in Christ's afflictions,
绝不是指基督患难的缺陷。
Not Christ's afflictions lacking, but lacking in Paul's flesh.
因为基督在十字架上为我们世人所受的苦楚，是人间无与伦比的。
Any of the sufferings of people in the world cannot be compared to the affliction of crucifixion of Jesus Christ.
但是基督在十字架上所成就的救赎之功，也是无人能与之有份的。
So we cannot compare to Jesus Christ.
然而，直到如今，基督受难、受苦、患难所成就的救恩，大家注意啊！直到今天，基督受苦患难所成就的救恩，依然没有完全被世人所接受，这是个事实吧？
So we have to admit it's a fact. The salvation out of Jesus Christ's suffering is still not accepted by all the people in the world.
那由此所导致的结果是什么呢？就说，如同基督之苦无法停止，他的苦是为了我们能够接受他，结果我们没有接受他，就好像基督这个苦还在进行着。
So what's the consequence? So it sounds like Jesus' suffering has to continue because we have not accepted the salvation.
这意思就是说，但凡世间还有一个人没有接受有基督之苦成就的救恩，基督之苦就要继续下去。
So if there's one person who hasn't accepted the salvation, Jesus' suffering will continue.
换句比较形容的话讲呢，就说，基督已经将这受患难的棒挥出去了，谁来接这个棒？
So in other words, Jesus has passed on the baton of suffering. So who will continue carrying the baton?
我们看看现在中文翻译的格罗西书1章24节。我现在觉得为你们受苦是一件快乐的事儿，因为我在肉体上受苦，等于继续在担受基督为着他的身体，就是他的教会所忍受而为完成的苦难。
So verse 24, now I rejoice in what was suffered for you, and I fill up in my flesh what is still lacking in regard to Christ's afflictions for the sake of his body, which is the church.
我不知道他跟大家读的是哪一段，
Okay,
我期望是这个
sorry.
today's English version，是不太
Different
一样
translation, different
啊。
version.
所以基督所挥出去的受苦患难，这个棒不仅是有保罗，而且是要有所有信徒来接棒的。
So the baton of suffering that Jesus passed on will not only be taken by Paul, but by all the Christians.
弟兄姐妹会不会说为什么呀？
So you might ask why?
因为这受苦患难的棒，是来自于基督，这个棒可不是普通的棒啊！虽然是受苦患难的，但是呢，是带着无与伦比的能力的棒。
Because the baton of suffering is from Jesus Christ, it's not an ordinary baton. It's full of incomparable energy.
我们来看一段经文，《哥林多后书》1章4到6节。我们在一切患难中，他就安慰我们，叫我们能用上帝所赐的安慰去安慰那遭各样患难的人。我们既多受基督的苦楚，就靠基督多得安慰。我们受患难呢，是为叫你们得安慰、得拯救；我们得安慰呢，也是为了叫你们。得安慰，这安慰能叫你们忍受我们忍受的那样的苦楚。这个时候读这段经文，是不是有一点豁然开朗的感觉？
So in 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 4 to 7 talk about sufferings and comfort.
到这儿以后，大家会不会想：哎呦！我算是明白了，牧师，原来做基督徒是要接棒的，接什么棒啊，弟兄姐妹们？是要接着基督所挥出去的受苦患难之棒。
So after we read these verses, now we understand. In order to be a Christian, we need to take or carry the baton.
以前想过没有？
So what
信
baton?
耶稣上天堂。哇，上天堂之前，我们要接一个受苦患难的棒呢。
The baton of suffering passed by Jesus. Before we go to heaven, we need to take this baton of suffering.
这就是不但使徒保罗，我们所有的历史历代的信徒都有缺陷。
So what we are all lacking, all generations of Christians.
缺陷什么呀？
Lacking of what?
缺陷与基督肉身同在。
Lacking of the existence with the body of Christ.
所以我们要在自己的肉身上补足基督苦难的这个缺陷，
And we need to fill up in our flesh with Christ's afflictions.
补足基督苦难的缺陷，不是说基督他的苦难有缺陷，明白吧？
So it doesn't mean Christ's affliction is lacking, but our flesh is lacking.
这就是接下来26、27节经文要提示我们的。福音使者受苦，实乃上帝所赐奥秘。
So this leads to verse 26 and 27, the mystery that has been kept hidden for ages and generations.
格罗西书1章26、27节，这道理就是历史历代所隐藏的奥秘，但如今向他的圣徒显明了。上帝愿意叫他们知道这奥秘在外邦人中有何等丰盛的荣耀，就是基督在你们心里成了有荣耀的盼望。
So verse 26, the mystery that has been kept hidden for ages and generations, but is now disclosed to the saints. Then God has chosen to make known among the Gentiles the glorious riches of his mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory.
读到这儿，可能大家有些明白了，基督徒接患难的棒，是因为我们有那荣耀的盼望。
So we need to take the baton of suffering because we have the hope of glory.
这个奥秘是什么？就是基督在你们生命里，也就是说，你们要分享上帝的荣耀。
So what is the mystery of Christ? That is to share God's glory.
所以大家注意，基督的奥秘，也就是上帝的奥秘，重点之所在。
So please pay attention here. The key point of mystery of Christ.
他是说，接受基督进入我们心中，进入我们的生命中，不单是我们有了愿意分享上帝荣耀的盼望，而且能够确保我们能够去分享上帝的荣耀的盼望。
So the key point of mystery of Christ is to accept Jesus in our heart and in our life. So not only do we have hope of being willing to share God's glory, but the hope of being able to.
今天还有许多，我说有不少的还没有接受耶稣基督的朋友，可能会说，说，哎呦，不管上帝在不在我心中，我行事为人，我只要凭着良心，凭着爱心。
So some friends who are not believers, might say, "No matter God is in my heart or not, I will do things with my conscience and love."
我想请问咱们南湾华人基督教会的弟兄姐妹们，这个爱心、这个良心怎么讲了？
So I'd
还
like
记得
to
吗？
ask you,
记不记？
how do we interpret conscience and love?
提摩太前书1:5，但命令的总归就是爱，这爱是从清洁的心和无愧的良心、无伪的信心生出来的。
So First Timothy, verse 5, the goal of this command is love.
咱们现在先说这个"良心"这个词儿。
Next, explain the word conscience.
良心其实是一个中性的词，
It's actually a neutral word.
可以是无亏的、清白无瑕的、无愧疚感的良心，
So it can be a pure, clean, and conscience without guilty.
也可以是软弱的、麻木的、污秽的良心呢。
But conscience can also be weak, dirty, and numb.
记不记得日本鬼子侵略我们说，有一句话说："你的良心的，大大的坏了坏了。
So, do you remember Japanese when they tried to invade China? They would say, "Your conscience is bad."
”他的指向不一定正确，但他讲的这个确实是一个真理。良心有坏的，有好的。
So conscience, it can be good or it can be bad.
同样，爱心也是一个中性的词。
So heart, love, I'm a heart, a love, a loving heart, it also can be neutral.
可以怀着一颗清洁的心去爱，也可以怀着一颗肮脏的、污秽的心去爱呀。
So you may love with clean heart or with a filthy, dirty heart.
爱心的清洁与肮脏、污秽与否，在于是否被私欲的贪婪、名利的追求、嫉妒、损人等杂念所污染与否，来决定你这个爱心。
So clean or dirty depends on whether you love with selfish desire or pursuit of fame and fortune or jealousy and so on.
所以这就是基督的奥秘。
This is the mystery of God,
如果
Christ.
我们心中、生命里边没有基督、没有上帝、没有分享上帝荣耀的那个盼望，
So if we don't have Christ in our heart, And if we don't have the hope of God's glory,
那我们生活处于风和日丽、风平浪静的时候，或许可以我们自豪地拍着胸脯说："我。"用我的爱心，用我的良心，做得不错呀。
So when our life is peaceful and shiny, we may feel confident that it's okay. You know, I don't need God. I can do things with my own conscience and my own love.
一旦我们的生活中出现了风吹草动，乃至暴风骤雨般的挫折磨难的时候，没有上帝的话，向哪里伸手去抓那棵稻草？
So if we encounter challenges and there are storms in our lives, and we have sufferings and failures, if we don't have God in our heart, where can we catch the grass to save our life?
在今年不断发生的校园枪击案中，有一例是去年2016年6月1号发生在加州大学洛杉矶分校的。
So there are quite a few incidents of campus shooting in recent years, and one case happened at UCLA.
该校机械与航天工程学院一位多年攻读博士的学位的一个博士生，因着他的指导教授不给他毕业而怀恨在心，竟将教授枪杀之后引弹自杀。
A senior PhD student of the School of Mechanical and Aerospace Engineering shot his professor and then killed himself because his advisor did not allow him to graduate and he was frustrated.
其实，作为耶稣基督的信徒，最能令我们认识基督、最清晰的享受上帝恩典的时候，就是当我们遭受委屈，甚至是屈辱的时候，头脑中能够下意识提醒我们脑筋急转弯，将我们所受的屈辱，能够跟耶稣基督他所受的屈辱做对比的时候。
So, as a Christian, the moment when we know Jesus Christ and enjoy God's grace clearly is when our brain reminds us instantly of the suffering of Jesus Christ to compare what he suffered with sufferings and shame that we are experiencing.
在生命最艰难的时候，我们能够脑筋急转弯想到耶稣的苦难的时候，也就证明我们明白了接续主基督所挥出去的受苦难、受苦患难的那个棒，在自己的肉体身上补足了基督苦难的缺陷，分享上帝荣耀的盼望，是我们的使命，是由上帝而来的奥秘。
So when we have sufferings, experience shame, at that moment we can think about suffering of Jesus Christ. That proves that we have taken the baton that Jesus passed on to us, and we are filling up in our flesh with Christ's afflictions.
那个时候，我们生命的喜乐观就不再聚焦在成就啊、祝福呀、平安呐、健康啊、财富等等现今这个世界所魔塑的世界观中了。
So the hope of sharing God's glory is the mission, and that is the mystery from God. And our rejoicing in our life should not focus on achievements, benedictions, peace, health, and fortune, the worldview of the present world.
当然，我们并非主张像古代的清教徒那样禁欲呐、绝食呀，躲在修道院、躲在深山旷野里边、密林深处独自去修行，所谓的建立个人与上帝的关系。
So actually, we are not advocating the ancient Puritan abstinence, hiding in the monastery or the mountains of the wilderness, and have devotion time with God by themselves in the secret forest.
这是一个典型的现代修士的例子，典型的代表。在
So
格
this
鲁
is
吉
a
亚有一个修士 Maxim，他呢，在一个独立的柱形山顶上度过了20年的虚拟孤独的生活。
So this is a typical example of a brother who led this life for 20 years.
这是一个柱形，他住的地方，他要爬上去，
So that's where
从这儿爬上。
he lived. Have to climb onto that top of the mountain.
不主张大家这样。
So we are not advocating for that.
因为刚才我们已经申明了，但凡世间有一个人没有接受由基督之苦所成就的救恩，基督之苦就要继续下去。
So we just stated that if there is still one person in the world who has not received the salvation out of Christ's suffering, and the pain of Christ will continue.
但是我们要清楚的知道，虽然耶稣他受尽了屈辱，被钉死在十字架上，但是上帝的大能又使他复活了。
So we should remember, although Jesus Christ was humiliated and crucified, the power of God raised up Jesus from death.
这就意味着我们信徒要接棒，继续基督之苦。我们信徒将要面临的苦难被赋予了新的意义。
So that means, the believers will take the lead and continue the suffering of Christ. And the suffering that the believer will face is given new meaning.
就像保罗一样，他以苦难中的喜乐极大的冲击着以安逸舒适为追求目标的那个世界观。
So Paul's rejoice in his sufferings greatly challenges the worldview of pursuing comfortable life as a goal.
上帝的奥秘在保罗这个榜样身上所彰显的是，苦难没有令保罗怨愤、憎恨、失望、绝望而愤世嫉俗。
So the sufferings that Paul had did not make him feel resentment, hatred, disappointment, despair, or cynical.
大家同意吗？如果因着遭遇苦难、委屈、屈辱而使自己深陷其中不能自拔，那一切所谓的成就、祝福、平安、健康、财富的意义何在？
So do you agree? What is the significance of achievements, benediction, peace, health, and fortune if we fall into the sufferings, grievance, humiliations, and cannot get out of it?
就像 UCLA 那个博士生一样，
So like that PhD student.
所以我们今天的信徒趁着白日，我们必须做那差我们来这的工。
As long as it is day, we must do the work of Him who sent us.
这就是今天经文的最后部分，《格罗西书》1章28、29节所引出的福音使者所肩负的使命。
So verse 28-29 talks about the mission of the gospel missionaries.
格罗西书1章28节29，我们传扬他是用主般的智慧劝诫个人、教导个人，要把个人在基督里完完全全地引到上帝面前。我也为此劳苦，照着他在我里面运用的大能尽心竭力。
We proclaim him, admonishing and teaching everyone with all wisdom, so that we may present everyone perfect in Christ. To this end, I labor, struggling with all his energy, which so powerfully works in me.
也就是说，自从我们接受洗礼的那天起，就开始了接续基督所挥去的那个受苦患难之棒的生命旅程。
From the day when we were baptized, we have started the life journey of carrying the baton of suffering that Jesus Christ passed on.
就成了福音的使者。
We all become missionary of gospel.
所肩负的使命就是传扬基督的救恩，
We all have the mission of proclaiming the
传扬基
salvation
督受难
of Jesus
的
Christ
救恩所
and the
造就的成就
salvation
的。
out of Jesus Christ's suffering.
所以这里边大家注意，用了3次传扬他用，教导个人，劝诫个人，要把个人在基督里完完全全引到上帝面前。
So in verse 28, everyone, the word everyone is mentioned three times.
那引到呢，其实在这里讲的就是呈现的意思，就像前面出现过的。
So the word present, present everyone perfect in Christ.
那后边呢，就是完完全全的呈现到上帝面前呢，就是配得的，就是要使每一个人成为成熟的基督徒。
So everyone perfect. So everyone needs to be perfect in Christ.
那使我们每一个人成为成熟的基督徒，包括我们自己。
So how can we be perfect?
请问大家，包不包括我们的下一代？
Everyone needs to be perfect, including ourselves.
也就是说，在教会中成长的这一代青少年基督徒，包括不包括让他们成为成熟的基督徒？
So does it include our next generation? So
所以
all the youth growing up in the church?
所以回答是用风靡大陆那个黑人弟兄所学的比喻的。
So the answer is definitely.
我们教会今年青年会的主题是什么？大家还记得吗
？So do you still remember what's the theme of our fall retreat this year?
做基督门徒，建造健康的教会。
To be the disciples of Christ, build a healthy church.
那青年会结束之后，我曾再次两次提到，我们北美教会中存在一个盛行的现象。向这个现象所发出的一个挑战，就是非常现实的挑战。
After fall retreat, I mentioned at least two times here the challenges to a popular phenomenon in the churches. In
这个挑战就是，大多数的信徒，北美的大多数的信徒没有意识到，多半的家庭在家中没有培养孩子的信仰。
So the challenge is that most believers are not building up their children's faith at home.
由此导致的结果是什么？就是北美从小在教会长大的基督徒青少年上了大学之后的流失率高达70到80%，有人说是86到94%。
So what's the result? At least 70 to 80 or even to 94% Christian youth growing up in the churches.In North America, will not continue to go to church after they attend college.
所以忧心忡忡的问题，大家都在研究。最近有一本书，就是在修灵会让我介绍的《被遗弃的信仰：千禧一代为什么一走了之际如何引导他们回家》。
This is a worrisome issue, and recently one book was published, and the title is "Abandoned Faith." Why millennials are walking away, and how you can lead them home.
作者经过大量的考察、研究之后，他说他遇到的大多数这些孩子们说是生活环境的问题。说尽管他们在基督徒的家庭长大，他们会说他们的父母从来没有活出信仰。
So the author did a lot of research and interviews, and when he asked those youth, they would say.Their parents, was never a good testimony of faith at home.
作者曾经与一位流失的大学生讨论，他说，他从来没有看过父母在一起读经或祷告。
So one college student who did not go to church anymore, and she said, "I never saw my parents read Bibles or pray together at home."
这个曾经的青年的基督徒指着他旁边曾经的那个青年的女基督徒，他说：“这是他的女朋友。他的父亲经常向他的家人解释性圣经，讲解圣经。但是他为了另外一个女人离开了他的母亲。”
So she also said that you know, girlfriend's father, interpret Bible a lot at home. However.He left home her mother for the sake of another woman.
所以被遗弃的信仰这本书的两个作者强调，他们并不想责备父母，而是想帮助他们理解长大成人的孩子的生命的成因，带着对孩子的盼望前进。
So the author emphasized that they don't want to blame parents, but also help them understand, you know, the factors to help.Children's life.
所以研究表明，培养孩子的信仰最有影响力的人是谁呀？
So research proves that the most influential person on children's faith.
因为现在北美的结果告诉我们，不是青少年牧师，不是儿童施工的传道人，也不是营会的辅导员，每星期就那么两个小时的时间。
So it's not a youth pastor, youth minister, or camp counselors.
多了三个、四个小时。而最重要的影响孩子信仰的人是孩子的父母，母亲是首要的影响人，其次是父亲。
So children's parents are most influential. Mothers are most important. and then fathers.
怎么办，弟兄姐妹们？
So what can we do, brothers and sisters?
亡羊补牢吧。
It's never too late.
让我们开始建立每天我们家里面能用15分钟的家庭祭坛。
Let's start with building a daily 15-minute family altar.
借着每天的亲子的陪读，或者是夫妻的共读，或者是两两的共读等祷告灵修，每天让上帝的话语在自己的家中能够感受到，能够得到喂养。
So we should pray, read Bibles together with children, and have devotion time together. And we have a God's word to feed the whole family.
真正让上帝在我们的家中掌权做权，
So let the Lord be in control of our family.
经历上帝在我们个人家庭中的那个丰盛的计划，
And experience God's rich plan in our life.
建立家庭祭坛的一些介绍和推荐材料、幻灯资料，我会发给每个小组长，盼望你们转发给小组的成员。
So I share the related materials with Bible group leaders.
那这些材料呢，在门口大堂的门口外边桌子上有放着有，请大家已经打印出来的，大家
And
可以
some are also available on the table outside the sanctuary.
盼望上帝赐福我们教会，
May
能
God
够建立一个一个的家庭祭坛，这个计划能够实施起来。
May God bless our church and help us build the family altars.
同意吗？
Do you agree?
同意吗？很难，只能求上帝了。阿门。
It's challenging, but we need God's help.
亲爱的主内弟兄姐妹们，现在我们纪念主耶稣在世设立圣餐时所吩咐的，你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我。
So now we'll have Holy Communion together.
让我们以
So let's prepare ourselves with a pure heart.
邀请大家翻开孔子诗歌本522。
So turn to 552 in the red hymn book. 522 Okay, 522.
好，我们先来诵读中文。
So let's read in Chinese first.
当吃的时候，耶稣拿起饼来，祝谢，就端开，递给门徒说：“你们拿着吃，这是我的身体。”又拿起杯来，敬谢了，递给他们说了：“你们都喝这个，因为这是我里面的血，为国人流出来，洗了这里的血。但我告诉你们，从今以后，我不再喝这个汤汁。”
So let's read it in English together. The Lord's Supper, Matthew chapter 26, verses 26 to 29. While they were eating, Jesus took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body." Then he took the cup. gave thanks and offered it to them, saying, Drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. I tell you, I will not drink of this fruit of the vine from now on until that day when I drink it anew with you in my Father's kingdom. So I would like to invite all the believers who were baptized to have the Holy Communion together. So if you still do not understand clearly about the meaning of Jesus Christ's salvation and were not baptized, please wait, observe. And we hope all of you will receive the grace of salvation soon, so then you can join with us and receive the blessings from the heaven. So I invite you to observe and help us pass the bread and cups. So I believe that your presence here at this church is not by accident, and there should be one day that you will receive the grace of salvation and a blessing from heaven. I'd like to invite all the deacons.